Okay, welcome everybody to our call today called How to Get Lucky. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure having you on the call today. In a few moments, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Bruce Music. But before I do, please allow me to share how this call will work today. Now, over the week, we've actually been absolutely inundated with questions. This has been our most heavily signed up call for the year. And as a result of that, rather than follow the normal format that we do with people you should meet by asking people's questions specifically, what Bruce and I have done is actually amalgamated all the questions together so we can actually cover the key themes around the whole process of getting lucky. So even though your question won't be asked specifically, please do listen out for the answer to your question in the material that we cover, because I'm sure it'll be in there somewhere. Now, Bruce and I have been very good buddies for a number of years now, and in actually preparing for this call, I reflected upon an incident where luck was indeed with both of us, and the actual incident was a year or two ago when we were both living in the UK, and we had a workshop to attend that was hosted by a friend of ours, Darren Eden, who's also been on the People You Should Meet program. Now, with the busy schedules of both Bruce and I, the dilemma that we had was actually getting to this particular workshop, which was probably around an hour or so outside of London, on time on the morning of the workshop. And it transpired that the only way we could possibly get there in time was on the back of Bruce's motorcycle. Now for Bruce...
Sorry, I'm just laughing because I know what's coming.
Now, for Bruce, this was quite a routine kind of cycle, but for me, it was absolutely horrific, and I was terrified by the prospect, and because of that, I decided to ask Bruce no questions at all about the journey, because I knew that it was going to just conjure up fear in my mind. So anyway, the day came, and I met Bruce at his house, and then we started getting prepared. Now, just to give you a bit of context, like I showed up in total casual wear, no bike jacket or special boots, literally had no idea what to wear. And I was lucky that Bruce was able to furnish me with some bicycle safety kit. And some boots. And anyway, we quickly set off. And another thing that I chose not to ask Bruce was our actual designated route. And I guess I had this idolized thing that I'd created in my mind that maybe we'd take the back route and go through the countryside to get to this workshop. But 5 minutes into the journey, like I realized that wasn't the trip we were taking. And Bruce turned on to the actual freeway itself, and it was at that moment that I don't think I've ever been more afraid in my entire life. I was literally holding onto the back of Bruce for my life. Also, to add a bit more excitement into the mix, was we're running a little bit late, and this friend of ours is quite hot on time, so we actually set off on a very brisk pace down this freeway. Now, about 5 minutes into the freeway part of the journey, it actually started to rain. So here the two of us, like, speeding our way down there. I was on the back of the bike for the first time along the freeway. It's starting to rain. Like, I knew my number was up, and I was actually just praying to God. I was praying to God that anything, just make this death really quick and sweet. Like, if I come off the bike, just make sure that it's very swift. But in the end, 30 minutes or 40 minutes along the freeway, we arrived in one piece at the workshop, and it was both the most terrifying experience and also the most exhilarating experience of my life. And I felt like I just had to share the experience with my newsletter list, and I sent out the story. And there was one email that I got back that really captured my attention. It was actually from Bruce's mum. And Bruce's mum actually said, look, I had nothing to worry about the whole time. And not only is Bruce an incredibly safe motorcycle driver, he's also one of the luckiest men on planet Earth. And I absolutely have to agree with her. So,
wow. My mum called me one of the luckiest men on planet Earth. Just realised that part of the email. That's great.
Yeah. So it was a great story and a great lead into our call today. But anyway, but Bruce is not only a dear friend, but he's also an international speaker and trainer, and he's currently living his dream life on a Caribbean island in the Dominican Republic. And he spends his time kiteboarding and motorcycling, and also inspiring the world with his these very empowering insights into life. So it's with great pleasure I welcome to the call our special guest and my very dear friend, Bruce Music.
Oh, thank you so much, Damien. I'm flattered and honored to be here. Every time, I think this is my fifth People You Should Meet call, and every time I do, I just so love being on the calls, A, because you're a great friend, and B, you ask fantastic questions. And I'm super stoked today that we've got the most people on this call, had the most people sign up out of any call of the year. So
it's phenomenal.
I'm really lucky.
Absolutely. Cool. All so right. I just thought we'd kick it off at the very top, Bruce. And I guess like for most people, luck is quite a curious thing. And I was just wondering if you could just kick us off by actually defining what luck actually is.
Sure. Well, before the call, I kind of went online to dictionary.com and I had a look at how they defined luck. And dictionary.com defined luck as the force that seems to operate for good or ill in a person's life, as in shaping circumstances, events, or opportunities. So they speak about luck, even the dictionary speaks about luck as a force that seems to operate for good or for ill. There's quite a lot in this distinction. A, it's a force. B, it can be used in either direction for good or for ill, and it operates in a person's life. And they also said that it shapes circumstances, events, or opportunities. So in that distinction alone, we have a lot said about luck, and I'm going to cover lots more about that throughout the call. But a couple of quotes. Marlon Brando refers to luck. He says, "What is luck? Luck is believing you're lucky. That's all." And one of my favorites from Will Smith is where Will Smith says, "What we call luck, what we call chance, is when preparation meets opportunity." What we call luck, what we call chance, is when preparation meets opportunity. So this is kind of a little variation there about what luck actually is. And I'm sure each one of us on the call has a different definition of what luck is for them. For me, luck is the when my life presents opportunities to me that seem to accelerate my journey in the direction that I'm hoping to go in. Mm-hmm. So when life presents opportunities to me that seem to accelerate the journey in the direction I'm going in, and luck is usually surrounded for me by some kind of, I don't know, it's almost a magical feeling of, wow, what are the chances of this happening again? Mm. And the again part kind of speaks to that I've been consistently lucky over the last 7 or 8 years. Mm. What I'd like to share about today is how to create luck in all of our lives and all the people on this call who are listening to this call, how to create luck in your life on a consistent basis, not just on a one-time basis where you could write it off to coincidence, but where you could actually consistently start to create life and luck. And believe it or not, there are actually some scientifically researched distinctions around luck, which we're also going to be sharing. And at the end of the call, I'm going to be giving away something really, really, really special. So consider yourselves very lucky if you stay until the end of the call.
I think there's the key word that you mentioned there, Bruce, again. Like, how did I get lucky again? And I think we're certainly going to go deeper into the method behind how to replicate the again, and I'm really looking forward to that. But before we delve into the terrain of luck more, I guess I'm really keen for you to share some of your lucky stories. Like, you've got a whole stream of them that could take many, many calls in and of themselves. But I was just wondering if you had some personal anecdotes that really jumped to your mind straight away of experiences where you've been incredibly lucky.
Well, I wasn't always lucky, just to start off with. Actually, I used to, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I was quite heavily in debt. And although I kind of had a positive outlook on life, I was pretty depressed most of the time because life wasn't turning out the way I'd hoped it would, and I didn't know why. And around about 2003, I discovered a technology for reprogramming my mind. I realized that I had some belief systems about myself, about life, about the universe, about my ability to succeed and be lucky in the world that weren't supporting me getting what I wanted. And I took some time to learn how to kind of rewire my brain, so to speak, and my belief systems. And I've progressively noticed an increase in my luck, so much so that my friends now call me the lucky bastard. That's kind of what I get called often, is you lucky bastard. And I kind of grin and smile inside to myself, knowing that there's really no luck inside luck for me, that I create my own luck. So some of the things I've been lucky with, I've been really lucky in finding great mentors in my life. Like I remember reading the autobiography of a man named Werner Erhard, and Werner Erhard was the guy who created the EST training in the 70s and then subsequently the Landmark Forum personal development seminars. And the Landmark Forum is the biggest personal development seminar on planet Earth and made a huge impact on my life. And Werner Erhard, the creator of this, won the Mahatma Gandhi Humanitarian Award. He's one of the most influential and powerful people alive on the planet today, even though his name isn't all that widely recognized. And I was reading his autobiography, and I was just a huge fan of him, thinking one day I'd hope to love to meet this guy. And 6 months later, I found myself working for him for 2 years, being mentored and trained by him to lead seminars.
Wow.
So I was like, how on earth, I mean, all my friends were, how on earth did you ever, A, meet Werner Erhard, and B, get a job working with him and being trained personally by this guy who charges $14,000 a day for his consulting. I had him for 2 years every day.
Wow.
It was pretty extraordinary. And just briefly, the story around how I got lucky with Werner was a similar story you're going to hear throughout this call. My ex-wife managed to get referred to him and ended up working with him. And I ended up getting a job with him through my ex-wife and banging on his door for 2 months. So there was a bit of action involved in there and just being in the right place at the right time.
Mm.
I've been lucky with, you know, people offering to help me with things and just kind of lead me down the next level of my life and wealth and business. I've had incredible luck connecting with influential people. Last week, I got to spend 2 days kite surfing with Richard Branson, personally one-on-one. Richard Branson and I hanging out at a table, having dinner together and chit-chatting, and then going kiteboarding twice.
Mm.
He was one of my heroes.
Wow.
I got really lucky attracting beautiful places to live. I've just, in the last year, lived on 2 different islands in the Caribbean on a beach in paradise. Last year was living in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and this year I decided to move to the Dominican Republic, also both in the Caribbean. I've been really lucky as well winning competitions. Last month I won an iPad, just out of the blue, a $500 iPad. And I'm going to share the story of how I won the iPad in this call, because it's going to reveal and shed some light and some great distinctions. I've been lucky with relationship partners, and perhaps the most lucky with creating a network of amazing friends and living my dream lifestyle. I think if I ask my friends what they think I've managed to accomplish that's the luckiest, or what they envy the most, perhaps, if I'm going to call it luck, is that I live on a beach on an island in the Caribbean with a business that I can remote control from anywhere in the world and seem to not have to work all that much. I pretty much took the last year off and haven't done too much work. So for those who've seen me on previous People You Should Meet calls, this is my first call within at least a year.
Mm.
I'm back again. But I wanted to learn how to kite surf and travel a bit. So I've kind of learned how to grow luck is my point. And I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just really wanting to illustrate what's possible, because I believe anyone can achieve this level of luck and more when they learn how to attract opportunities into their life.
Mm. That's amazing. And the first thing that actually pops to mind is this whole concept of fantasy. And most people have these fantasies of whether it's setting up their own business or whether it's going on holiday or moving to a beautiful place in the world, like winning competitions. But then they just keep it as a fantasy. And what do you think that's really been the thing that's helped you to cultivate turning these fantasies into dreams and then dreams into realities?
I think, Damien, probably the thing that's helped me the most more than anything is my mindset. I'm one of those guys who tends to be look on the bright side of things. I'm sociable and outgoing, and again, we're going to share a lot of these distinctions very, very soon about how they relate to luck and the research behind this. But as I was talking about earlier, like 8 years ago, I had this kind of moment where I transformed my belief systems and my mindsets. So there's a couple of mindsets that I want to share on the call that will help everybody on this call really, I guess, accelerate the process of attracting luck into their life. And I'm going to preface this by saying none of this is the truth. I don't believe I know what the truth is. I personally don't believe anybody knows what the truth is. And I'm not asking you to believe what I believe. I'm just sharing what works for me. And I request, try it on like a jacket. If this these mindsets that I share with you and the distinctions I'm going to share with you in this call resonate with you and they work for you, keep the jacket. If not, throw the jacket away. Totally up to you. I'm not professing to have all the answers. I just want to share what has worked for me and the people I've taught this to. So one of the first mindsets in order to be lucky is believing that luck is not chance. So you've got to believe that it's possible for you to create your luck in order to experience creating luck in your reality. And fortunately, there's an amazing man called Richard Wiseman who's done some incredible research on luck. He actually wrote a book on luck and discovered that there's four primary principles around luck, which I'm going to share with you shortly. And Richard Wiseman seems to be quite a lucky guy too, because I was typing out his name in my notes earlier and I noticed that his first name, Richard, has the word rich in it, and his last name, Wiseman, has the word wise in it. So not only is he rich, he's also wise, and he got a lucky name. I thought it was not coincidence that he ended up writing the book on luck. So if you want to read his book, go type Richard Wiseman into Amazon and get some of his books. He's done some amazing research. Second mindset is that you're always creating your luck, whether you know it or not, whether consciously or not. The thing is, most people are not aware that they're creating their luck, so they end up creating bad luck instead of good luck. They end up creating on default or without conscious choice. So what I'm wanting to do, we're going to look at some distinctions. I've got five major areas that we can all work on in order to improve our luck. I'm going to share with you how you can begin consciously creating your luck rather than unconsciously creating bad luck. And then finally, if you find yourself guilty of thinking that you're unlucky, I'm going to request that you just take on that you are lucky. Just try on believing and trusting that you are lucky. And one of the questions I often ask myself as part of my morning ritual is, why on earth am I so lucky? And I just write down all the reasons why I'm so lucky. And what this does is it reinforces my belief that I'm lucky. And because I'm reinforcing my belief all the time that I'm lucky, I tend to attract more luck into my life. Kind of not pretty obvious when you think about it like that, you know?
Well, it's a very simple technique. I know, I guess lots of people, maybe the big question there that's running through their minds at the moment is, it's very easy for Bruce. He's a charismatic guy. He's got the get up and go, and he's doing all these amazing things. But what about me? And I think that is an exercise, like wherever people are at, just to take out a piece of paper and a pen and actually just write down all the blessings that they already have in their life that maybe they haven't noticed for a while or haven't been present to is an excellent starting point to really cultivating that luck attraction mindset.
Totally, totally.
And you mentioned another thing there about luck not being chance, and I think that's a fascinating and maybe quite an unusual thing to ponder as well for many people. I was just wondering if you could just go into
that. I guess the word luck almost implies chance. But let's have a look at Richard Wiseman's stuff a bit, you know, and we'll show that it's not chance, okay? So I'll tell you a little bit about Richard Wiseman, the guy who wrote the book The Luck Factor. And he has four distinctions that he discovered. He studied a couple of hundred what he would call very lucky people and surveyed them all. And he studied a whole bunch of unlucky people and surveyed them all too. And he uncovered some amazing distinctions about them both. Number one, lucky people create, notice, and act upon the chance opportunities in their lives. So they discovered that lucky people tend to create their own luck. They notice when they're being lucky, which is like what I was talking about earlier about writing it down, noticing when you're lucky, and then they act upon the chance opportunities that they attract into their lives. This is huge. Most people have chance opportunities and synchronicities presenting themselves all the time, but they don't act on them. They don't run with the ball when these things happen because they think, it's going to be true, too good to be true, and our mindsets and belief systems lead us to believe that, you know, life is hard and tough and, you know, luck doesn't really happen, so they don't act on them. Number two,
I might just stop you there, Bruce, before we go any further. I thought maybe it might be useful to just to work through that concept with a practical example of you spending 2 days kiteboarding with Richard Branson. Now, that didn't just happen from an off chance. There was a sequence of events, you acting that out. And I was just wondering if you could actually share the different sequences.
Yeah.
Just so people can see that.
I'm going to save that story for like 10 minutes time because it actually it distinguishes it's another distinction even better than this one. But I'm going to share another story with you.
Okay.
You'll remember about like 4 or 5 years ago, my ex-wife and I had decided we wanted to go traveling. We wanted to go to motorcycling on a motorcycle tour. And I wanted to go and see Highway 1 in California, where Damien's actually calling from right now.
Mm.
And I wanted to ride up the west coast of the States. And my ex-wife, Adele, wanted to go to India. And we kind of battled backwards and forth. And eventually we decided, well, why don't we go on a two-week motorcycle trip to India? That way I get the bikes and she gets India. We thought we were geniuses for thinking up this idea. And then we sat down and we wrote out in detail what it would look like if we were on our way to India. And we wrote out the description of us riding through India, and we closed our eyes and we visualized, and we really created a mental image of this. So we went out knowing that we both created, like, we went out programming our minds to notice this, right? And we then forgot about it for about 6 weeks because, and to be honest, I forgot about it because I was too terrified to do anything about it. The thought of, like, you know, buying motorcycles and shipping them overseas to a country I'd never been to before, and the red tape, and then planning a route to travel around in a country I'd never been to that doesn't speak English, and then breakdown recovery, and what would happen if, like, something went wrong, and I was like, oh, this sounds like too big a deal. And 6 weeks later, lucky old me, I'm having lunch with a friend in the Piccadilly Circus in London, and in the middle of our conversation, he says, oh, by the way, Bruce, you would love this. I'm going on a two-week motorcycle trip through India in a couple of months' time. You want to come? I was like,
amazing.
What are the chances of somebody else wanting to do a two-week motorcycle trip in India? It's totally obscure. Mm. And then I looked at, what are the chances of somebody else in my own circle of friends who knew nothing about my plans? We hadn't told anybody to go on a two-week motorcycle trip to India. What are the chances of that? I thought, it's one in a billion. And I recognized this. This is what he talks about. He talks about how lucky people create, which we did with our visualizing and manifesting technology that I use. They notice, which is when I recognize luck. And then the third part, they act upon the chance opportunities in their lives. So what I did is I acted there and then, and I bought my tickets. And ended up, we spent two of the most wonderful weeks of our lives traveling through India, southern India, on motorcycles, so much so that 6 months later we went back and rode our motorcycles through the Himalayas for another 2 weeks. And, you know, most people would just call that coincidence. I know we created that. How do I know? Because it happens all the time.
Mm. I think that noticing is very important part of it, because I guess, look, we all have these synchronistic events that unfold in our lives, and these chance meetings or these cameo performances of people walking in and out of our lives, delivering some random piece of information that's somehow connected to our dreams and aspirations. And I just love the fact that you've cultivated a way of capturing or noticing these synchronistic events and actually moving them through to action, which is phenomenal.
And I think it also comes from, Damien, if I look at it while you're speaking, what I suddenly got present to was how I do have a belief that the universe is conspiring to help me out.
Mm.
That's whether or not it's true, I don't care. I believe it. That the universe is conspiring to help me out. And that belief helps me notice it, because my mind is always looking for evidence that the universe is conspiring to help me out, and so it notices the evidence that the universe is trying to conspire to help me out. It's a bit like... it's kind of that reticular activating system in the brain. For those of you who aren't familiar with the term, you've probably experienced it. If you ever bought a car, probably the moment you decided to buy your new car, whether it was new or secondhand, but the moment you decided to buy this new for you car, and you chose the model and the color and the make that you wanted, you probably noticed you started seeing them everywhere on the road.
Mm.
Well, this is a function of the reticular activating system, which is a part of your brain that shows you things you want to see. The problem is, most of the time, our brains are not programmed to see the things we want to see, so our reticular activating system doesn't show us the opportunities right in front of us. So if you take on a belief that the universe is conspiring to help you out and to bring magic and luck into your life, your brain is going to start to show you evidence of that. Your mind's going to start to show you evidence of that. It's really just simple logic if you think about it. And so I have really got that belief deeply programmed in. So I see how lucky I am all the time. I'm always, you know, telling myself how lucky I am and being grateful for how lucky I am. But I don't want to share too much about that yet, because there's some really powerful distinctions I want to teach that are going to help everybody in this call become more lucky. So let me just quickly run through Richard Wiseman's other three distinctions he discovered through studying hundreds of lucky people. The second distinction he discovers is that lucky people make successful decisions by using their intuition and gut feelings. Okay, very important. Lucky people make their decisions by using their gut and their intuition, rather than by just using logic. Mm. And I'm not suggesting you stop using logic, because logic is very important and very powerful. But if you're not using your gut and your intuition and you're making decisions that feel wrong when you make them or feel bad when you make them, you're never going to become lucky. You're just mm-hmm. you're not going to get into the position where you're attracting those opportunities. His third distinction was lucky people's expectations about the future help them fulfill their dreams and ambitions. So what he discovered was that in his research, lucky people tend to have positive expectations about the future. They tend to believe everything's going to turn out fine. Unlucky people, on the other hand, tend to believe that things aren't going to turn out fine, and they find evidence of that. And then the fourth one is that lucky people are able to transform their bad luck into good fortune. Okay, so how do you transform bad luck into good fortune? Well, if you think about it, bad luck is just really a perception. Okay, so what he discovered lucky people have the ability to do is they have the ability to go, wow, something really bad happened. There must be something good on the other side of this. And they start to look for the good on the other side of this. So I would ask each one of you on this call to take a moment, and perhaps do this after the call, not right now, but just take a moment and write, you know, remember a time. In fact, you could do it right now. It's a very quick exercise. Let's do this right now. Just close your eyes for a moment and remember a time when you had some really bad luck, when something really, I'm just going to say it, when something really shitty happened in your life, right? And just remember that moment. And I want you to fast forward now 6 months to a year after that shitty thing happened. And I want you to look at the good that came out of it. Look at what you would that what you have now that you wouldn't have had this shitty experience not happened. Look at the people you've met, or the things that you've learned, or the careers that you've started, or the relationships that you've created out of that bad thing that happened. Now, if you take this exercise, which is so simple, and do it properly, you will find so many good things that come out of every bad thing. I don't believe there's a bad thing that happens without another good thing being attached to it. And when you look out through your whole life, you'll see that the good stuff's almost created out of the bad stuff, right? And when you really start to believe that there is no bad stuff because it always leads to good stuff, or the bad stuff isn't bad, so to speak, you'll start to expect good stuff to arrive out of the bad stuff. Mm. I know I'm using very generalized broad terms like good stuff, bad stuff. I can't think of a better way to describe it right now. but good luck comes out of bad luck. So lucky people have this ability to turn things around in their minds. Mm. And we're going to jam on that in a moment.
Mm. I think that's a real important point. And I guess for me, my personal experience as well is just constantly looking for the real gifts or goal that resides inside challenge, and there is always a like something really amazing. And I guess like it goes back to point number one that you brought up there about noticing. Like as soon as I'm in an incredibly challenging situation or scenario, that's when I start paying attention like crazy, because I know there's something there for me to see and to witness and to bring into consciousness. So I think that's an excellent point.
Totally. So I want to dig into how to create luck and how luck occurs. So I'm just going to like dive in, Damon. Please just interrupt me. I've got like a whole bunch of stuff I want to cover. We've got half an hour left in this call, and I want to share the best information I have about this. I spent 2 days preparing for this call and preparing the information I wanted to teach, because this is the first time I've ever taught about luck. Usually I teach about success and wealth creation and the law of attraction, and I never thought of it in terms of luck. Mm. And so I've actually had a whole lot of huge insights in just preparing for this call, which I think makes me really lucky too. Mm. So the first one was when I started to look at demo, like how does luck occur? Mm. I realized that the vehicle in which luck travels are people. People are the vehicle in which luck travels. Mm. So luck comes through people. It doesn't come out of thin air. Luck always, in my experience, comes through people. It's through somebody saying something, somebody offering me something, somebody giving me something, somebody creating some opportunity. People are what create luck. And without people, there is no luck. Now, this is so huge if you really get the implications of this, because it means that what we really want to start doing is noticing how we can create luck through people. Okay? Mm. So one of the fundamental distinctions that Richard Wiseman spoke about was that lucky people create, act, and notice on the opportunities in their lives. And if you read his book, you'll hear him talk about how he discovered extroverts are a lot more lucky than introverts. Why? because extroverts tend to talk more to other people. That's not to say introverts are unlucky, or if you're an introvert, you can't be lucky. It's just to say, begin noticing if you don't initiate conversations with other people. And so I've kind of created a distinction around connecting with people that I'm going to call socialize. Okay? So distinction number one under connecting with people and using extroversion and people to deliver luck is you want to focus on beginning to socialize with people. Begin talking with people a lot more, because luck comes through people. Begin sharing your goals with people. Share yourself and surround yourself with other positive people who also share similar goals, because they're going to be able to bring you opportunities for you to get to where you want. Luck also usually presents itself in the form of opportunities, right? Sometimes it presents itself in the forms of gifts or winning competitions and bits and pieces, but those could even be thought of as opportunities too. So, and then thirdly, Richard Feynman, Wiseman, discovered something amazing. He also discovered that lucky people tend to initiate conversations with strangers a lot more than unlucky people. So they tend to talk to strangers. And as a result of talking to strangers, they open up opportunities and possibilities that could come through that new person. People who don't talk to strangers and just stay in their normal circle of friends don't tend to be as lucky. I think it's, you know, totally a fascinating concept. I'll give you an example. One of my people on my bucket list that I've always wanted to meet and have dinner with is a guy called Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss wrote the number one Amazon bestseller called The 4-Hour Workweek, which is a book on how to basically mobilize your lifestyle and only work 4 hours a week. And he's had a huge impact on my life. And I'd always wanted to meet him. And 3 weeks ago, I was at a wedding in New York, and I just got lucky and happened to be the person who was asked to welcome the guests at the wedding. So I was standing at the door of the wedding, and guests would walk in, and I would, you know, brief them on where they had to sit and all the special things that were going on at the wedding, and make sure they knew what was going on, where the bathrooms were, and I was just kind of being of service to this couple who were getting married. And so I said yes to this. And this guy arrives, and I say, "Hey, my name's Bruce." He says, "Hey, my name's Tim." And we start chatting, and he's a total stranger. I said, "Hey, how are you doing? Where are you from? What do you do?" Da 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 da. He tells me, "I'm an author." I'm like, "Da da da da." And we start chatting, and I realize, you look kind of familiar. What book did you write? And he said, "Oh, I wrote The 4-Hour Workweek." I'm like, "You're Tim Ferriss, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah, I'm Tim Ferriss. Have you read it?" I'm like, "Dude, not only have I read your book, but it's changed my life, and I want to just totally thank you and acknowledge you." And I got to meet this guy. But then not only that, the next night, I happened to just get even luckier and got invited out to dinner with some friends from the wedding. Who was I put sitting next to but Tim Ferriss? And I got to spend 6 hours quizzing him about how to transform my body. And I got even more lucky, because for the last 5 years, I've really struggled to put muscle mass on my body. And Tim, I know, is an expert in how to tweak the human body. In fact, his next book coming out is called How to Be Superhuman. It's coming out in December, he told me. And it's all about how to tweak the human body. So I took this opportunity to ask him, "Dude, this is what's going on. I've been skinny my whole life. I've always wanted to bulk up a bit. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong?" And he just like downloaded everything he knew into my brain. And I've already in the last 3 weeks put on 2 kilograms of muscle, which is like a record for me. So that was totally lucky. And so the distinction here is initiate conversations with strangers. Some other ideas from Richard Feynman's book. I'm going to just read a quote that I copied out and typed out from his book. He says, in his research, he discovered that lucky people smiled twice as much as unlucky people and engaged in far more eye contact. So there's something to smiling and making eye contact with people that has the person you're smiling at and making eye contact with almost want to help you or serve you or bring you luck and luck through opportunities in some way. Lucky people also tended to engage in 3 times more open body language than unlucky people. So that's to say they pointed their bodies towards the person they were speaking with. They uncrossed their arms and made gestures that display open palms. Those three things. Okay. One, they pointed their bodies towards people they were speaking with. 2, they uncrossed their arms and legs. And 3, they made gestures that displayed open palms. And they tended to engage in 3 times more of this, lucky people, than unlucky people. So things to remember: initiate conversations with strangers, surround yourself with positive people, begin talking a lot more to people, smile make eye contact and uncross your arms, face the person with open body language and open palms, and you'll probably find you get a lot luckier. See, it's not something magical and woo-woo. It's actually there's some science behind this, and there's things we can do to increase our luck. The other,
and I guess I was going to say before, that's like a really good to point out, like for people that are sitting listening to the call looking for one thing that they can put into practice straight away, the smiling element. Like it's actually far easier to smile than to frown. We've all heard that before, but actually just cultivating that one aspect could totally transform your life.
And it makes you feel
better. And then you feel better.
Wait,
great. Cool, okay. What other distinctions have you got there, Bruce?
Okay, so this other one about connecting with people, and this is all under the kind of the heading of connecting with people, is contributing to people. And this, I want to tell you the story of how I met Richard Branson and started spent 2 days kitesurfing with him and ended up spending the evening with him picking his brains about business. For those of you who don't know Richard Branson, he's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He started he owns the Virgin brand, Virgin Airlines, Virgin Record Stores, Virgin everything. And he has 360 companies under the Virgin brand right now. And it's just my personal hero as a businessman because he seems to just love his life and live life to the full. So when I moved to the Dominican Republic a couple of months ago, I met a woman who whose name is Laurel Eastman. She was the number 4 kitesurfing woman's female kitesurfing champion in the world. And I'm an avid kitesurfer, which is one of the big reasons I came here because it's so windy. And I wanted to befriend her. I knew she was connected to pretty much everybody in this town that I live in called Cabarete on the north coast of the Dominican Republic. And she seemed like a really interesting human being who was making a big difference in the local community through her charitable work. And I was very aware that when I moved to New Island, I wanted to be very picky about my friends because the people you surround yourself with tend to influence your destiny in so many ways. So I was like, I'm going to make sure when I move to this new place, I'm going to pick class, quality people to surround myself with. So I started contributing to her in any way I knew how, and one thing I know a lot about is marketing. So I just spent about 6 to 8 hours helping her on a website, building her website, marketing her business, and helping her increase her turnover in her business. Mm-hmm. And we became great friends as a result. And through contributing to her, she almost felt, I don't know, obliged to contribute back to me in some unconscious way. And turns out she happens to know Richard Branson, my idol. And one day I was sitting working at a restaurant on the beach and a waitress came over and knocked my glass of water onto my laptop and my laptop died there and then. It just fried up, died and was gone. And I was upset initially, and because I was practicing these luck principles of, okay, there's got to be something good in here, I was like, well, the good is I'm going to go kitesurfing instead. Here's a great excuse not to work today. So I packed my bags, went down to the beach, and went for a kitesurf. And I'd just come in from an hour along of kitesurfing, and Laurel came running up to me and said, hey, do you want to go on a downwinder? A downwinder is when you kind of kite all the way with the wind, all the way downwind, which usually you wouldn't do because you can't get back upwind again. She said, I've hired a taxi. We're going to go on a downwinder. The taxi's going to pick us back up, and I'd love you to come along. And I was like, you know, honey, I would love to come along, but I have a 7 o'clock conference call with an important friend who I'm coaching, and I've promised him I'd be there for him. I'm going to have to postpone it for another time. And she said, oh, that's a pity because we've got a real special guest. I was like, and she's kind of winking at me, and I got the sense something was up here. I later discovered she couldn't tell me who the special guest was. And so I said, who is this special guest? I was intrigued. She said, well, consider he owns an island in the Caribbean called Necker Island. I was like, Richard Branson?
Oh,
he's going kitesurfing with you now? And she winked at me because she wasn't allowed to mention his name. So I give me 5 minutes, and I phoned up my friend, canceled the call, and he was like, dude, if you're meeting Branson, you just cancel for as long as you need to. I was like, thank you so much. And set up my kite again, and out of the bushes 5 minutes later popped Richard Branson, kind of escorted by his 4 staff from Necker Island. And I got to shake his hand and meet him for like 30 seconds before we jumped in the water, and then 8 of us, 4 of his staff, Laurel, and 3 friends of Laurel's who she'd invited along, me being one of them, went kitesurfing for an hour, and we ended up on this remote beach at the very, like, 5 miles down, no human beings for miles. Mm. And we just ended up packing up our kites, and I got to chit-chat with him and ask him about Virgin and his plans to go to space and open the first commercial space flight and his charity and to meet my mentor.
Wow.
And not only that, that evening he invited me out to have drinks with him, and I ended up chatting with him for half an hour about business. And at the end of that conversation, through just sharing with him and being open and letting him speak, he said, he asked me what I did, and I told him I'm a trainer and I teach about business. He said, oh, I have the Branson School of Business in Johannesburg. Would you like to be a guest teacher at my School of Business the next time you're in South Africa? I was like, I would be honored to, because I'm originally South African.
Amazing.
So not only did I get to hang out with him, go kitesurfing with him, he invited me to teach at his school, and the next day we spent the day kitesurfing again. So it was just one of those beautiful, lucky moments that came through contributing to Laurel.
Mm.
So when you're connecting with the people you connect with, focus on what you can give rather than what you can get. And I promise you'll get so much back. Start to look actively in your mind, like, how can I contribute to this person without the expectation of getting anything back? How can I give to this person?
Mm.
And you'll find the magical stuff happens.
Mm. Oh, I think that's an awesome, awesome piece of advice. And I guess this whole concept of contribution is pretty much what the whole People You Should Meet program is built on. So actually stepping forward and sharing ideas. And I guess we've got so many wonderful tools as well today, like with Twitter and Facebook. We can actually step forward and share things in a way like never before. So actually making a contribution in the lives of other people is also easier than ever before as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give an example of that right now. I would like to contribute to everybody on this call. And I've got a really great little ebook I wrote called The Top 10 Mistakes Most People Make with the Law of Attraction and What to Do About Them. And I also have an amazing one-hour audio program called Mastering the Law of Attraction. And I'd like to just contribute to you and give it to you for free as something you can use in your life and take the distinctions home. And it's got some of the best material I have about how to attract your dream life. And you can just go to this website and you can grab it right now. All you got to do is enter your first name and email address there, and I'll send it to you immediately. It's www.relaxandattract.com. Relax and attract. That's relaxandattract.com. And you can go download that right now. So go do that and grab your free audiobook and your free special report. And I'm also going to send you a couple of really great distinctions over the next couple of days around the Law of Attraction that will really help you out in the future.
Cool. That's a great offer.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And
okay.
Any other distinctions you'd like to share, Brucey?
Oh, Demo, I got so much. I'm looking at time thinking I'm going to have to speed up because I got so excited. So I'm going to run through this very quickly, these next ones, and I'm going to, the ones that are really important I'm going to spend more time on. So the next one, so the first one we discovered was connecting with people. We've been speaking about that for 5 minutes. Now, the next one that I've discovered that I do is I constantly have a commitment to remaining clear, open, and authentic in my life.
Mm.
This is not what you'll hear most Law of Attraction or luck teachers or personal development teachers talking about. Something happens when you're clear in yourself, when you know, okay, I'm afraid I cuss a lot, so I'm just going to use the swear word, forgive me, but I learned this from my mentor, Werner Erhard. He said the reason why he's so lucky and why he's achieved so many great things in his life is because he's unfuckwithable. Okay? He's unfuckwithable, right? So what that means is that nobody can fuck with him. And that doesn't mean don't fuck with me. It's not an aggressive stance or defensive stance. It's that his integrity is so pure.
Mm.
His intentions are so pure that nobody can have anything against him. Nobody could ever find fault with his actions because he keeps his integrity so in. And that's how he's managed to make a difference to so many millions of people in the world, be one of the biggest change makers the planet has ever seen, and make millions and millions and millions of dollars in an integrous way.
Mm.
So what I'm talking about here is this constant commitment to remaining clear, having integrity, being open and authentic. And there's a couple of quick tools I want to run around that will help you here. One of them is what I call completion. And completion means that all your relationships with people, given that luck comes through people, that your relationships with people remain in a state of wholeness and completion. So what does it look like when a relationship isn't in a state of wholeness and completion? Generally, you feel distant from somebody. Let's say, you know, somebody says something to you one night and you don't, and it offends you, and you don't talk to them about it, and it starts to niggle away at you, and you suddenly notice you don't want to hang around them anymore, and there's distance between you. That's a relationship that's not complete. Now, if you don't get that relationship complete, the predictable future for that relationship is that it's going to die off, maybe slowly, maybe quickly. Or you're going to somehow end up poisoning it, and you're going to end up making it worse, and that you're actually going to end up in a huge argument. Mm-hmm. When I feel these things happening, I have a commitment that I do not let them last for longer than 24 hours. If there's any distance with somebody, like Damien, if you would ever say something that, I don't know, that offended me, I wouldn't just shut up. I would actually say, hey, Damo, you know, that actually... And that makes me feel funny. Like, explain what you mean, because I'm actually kind of offended right now. Can we talk about this? I want to understand your point of view and where you're coming from, and let's see if we can see if there is any common ground here. And I have a commitment, and I won't stop until Damien and I are in a space of completion where we're clear, open, and authentic again with each other, and the love returns to our relationship. Most people never do that because they're too terrified of being rejected, or they're terrified that they're so angry with the person that they might end up offending them back and ruining the friendship. So they swallow it thinking that nothing will happen. It always ends up poisoning the relationship, always, 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 even if you don't think so. What often happens, we don't think the relationship's been poisoned because we get so used to the relationship becoming less than what it was that it just becomes normal that way, and we forget what was possible once upon a time. So get complete in your relationships. That's the first distinction. Second one is learn what you love. Allow yourself to love what you love. I know that sounds weird. Allow yourself to love what you love. What do I mean? I mean, most people are living other people's lives. They're doing jobs that they were told to do. They read books they were told to read by other people. They go and enjoy movies that they were told to enjoy by other people. They're not living lives that are authentic reflection of what they love. And I discovered this a couple of years ago, and I made a commitment. I was going to just do what I loved. And I realized that what I wanted more than anything in my life, I love kite surfing. Living by the ocean, by the sea was what I wanted to do, and motorcycling, and hanging around with great people. That's pretty much the four things I love to do. I love to hang around with great people, I love to kite surf, I love to ride motorcycles, and I love being by the ocean, and I wanted to live in an apartment on the beach where I could fall asleep listening to the sound of waves. And I decided that I was going to make this my life's purpose. Rather than having lofty ideals, which I'd had previously about touching millions of people's lives or building huge businesses or blah, 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 I realized those weren't my goals. Touching millions of people's lives was Werner's goal, my mentor's goal. Building huge businesses, that was another mentor's of mine goal. And I took that on thinking that that was the right goal to have for myself. And I was always unhappy doing that. I never was totally fulfilled. Now that I've taken on living the simple life of living by the ocean, kite surfing, hanging around people I love, and motorcycling, I touch more people's lives than I've ever touched. And my business is booming more than it ever has because I'm happy and I'm doing what's authentic for me. So that's a really powerful distinction.
It's almost counterintuitive, the whole process.
It is.
Like in terms of what most people think their way through to what they need to do in the world to actually just coming up from a total opposite end of the spectrum where loving what you do and then all these amazing opportunities opening up as a result of it.
And then what it also does, Damien, is it given that luck travels through people, people are attracted to happy people. And when you're doing what you love in your life, people want to help you. And the amount of people who come up to me and say, hey, how can I help you with what you're doing? The other day I had a guy who creates the best kite boards in the world, in my opinion. I said to him, look, I'd love to have one of your boards at some time in the future. They're just like way beyond my budget right now. And he said, oh, I'll tell you what, I got a second-hand one. I'll just give you a discount. I'd love for you to have one of these boards. You're such a cool guy. And he just kind of gave it to me for like a quarter of the price.
Wow.
You know, I just got lucky because I spoke my mind and I'm a happy-go-lucky guy and I speak about my goals. So cultivate that. Okay, moving on very quickly. The other thing... is to not be attached to the things that you want. What most people do, they say, you know what, I want, I don't know, this new car. And then they go hell for leather trying to figure out how to make the new car happen and blah, blah, blah. and they get so attached to it that if they don't get it, they're unhappy.
Mm.
When luck occurs the most in my life, I've noticed, is when I don't really care so much about whether I get the thing or not. I want it, I'm not attached to it. So, for example, I won a $500 iPad the other day in a competition. And what happened was one of my mentors, Eben Pagan, who's my marketing mentor, sent out this competition online, and you had to comment on the blog and summarize something that he'd put on the internet. And if you did, you'd be one of five people who won an iPad. So I did my manifesting technology, which you can find out more at relaxandattract.com, and I used my Relaxation for Manifestation CD, which is one of the visualization programs I created. And I visualized winning this iPad. And I got the whole feeling and the emotion. And 3 days later, an email came back saying, the winners of the iPad have been announced, and my name wasn't there.
All right.
Oh. I didn't win the iPad. That's odd. I thought I was going to. I did all the usual manifesting stuff I do, and I usually win competitions that I enter. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I just totally let it go. And because I hadn't won the iPad, I totally let go. However, I had programmed my mind to win an iPad. And a week later, I ended up with the same mentor in one of his seminars. In the middle of the seminar, he put together an impromptu competition for people who had the best answers to a particular question. And he said, oh, and by the way, in the person who comes up with the best answer to this question, I'm going to just give an iPad to. And something inside me went clink. I knew the iPad was mine. This was the iPad that was meant to win. There was no shadow of doubt in my mind. It was just a matter of taking action. So I ran up to the stage, the microphone, along with 10 people. We had to answer a question. While I was sitting in line, I just allowed my mind to give me the best answer I could come up with, knowing that I was going to win the iPad anyway. Of course, everybody voted for my answer, and I won the iPad. Now, I'm not trying to brag again. I'm just wanting to illustrate that something happened because I thought I had lost the competition or not won it. I let go of being attached to winning an iPad.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay. And I totally kind of just let it go. And of course, it came back to me.
Mm.
So there's this dance that we've got to do in our minds when we want to become lucky of wanting something, yet not wanting it so much that we feel we need it.
Mm.
Okay, it's a bit like relationships. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody who's needy, it's no fun. So I recommend whatever it is you're looking to have, see if you can look at what would happen if you didn't have this thing. Would you still be okay? Would you still be happy?
Mm.
And if you can get to the point where you'd still be okay and you'd still be happy without the thing, you've probably detached from it enough to start getting lucky around it.
Mm. I think that's a great distinction. And also just things showing up in ways that we don't anticipate. Like I think sometimes we get too focused on how we think life should unfold, and then often we miss the opportunities that want to take us to where we want to go. So that's a really excellent example, Bruce.
Yeah, totally. So I'm looking at some of the other things I want to cover, and I'm going to run through them quickly and then just do the two biggies.
Okay.
Okay, so the other thing Richard Wiseman spoke about was you need to relax. Okay, lucky people, in his surveys, they all managed to relax. They did conscious things to relax. So for me, what I do is I listen to my Relaxation for Manifestation recording every morning. It allows me to take 20 minutes every day to breathe deeply, visualize my goals, and relax and feel good afterwards. Something that happens when your mind is relaxed that you kind of end up being open-hearted and you're able, because you're not stressed, to notice luck around you and see it. The other thing he spoke about was that lucky people get in touch with their intuition and use it to make decisions. So what I would recommend you do is you practice listening to your intuition. How do you practice listening to your intuition? Well, consider that your intuition actually usually occurs for most people as a feeling. And you can feel it as your heart opening or heart closing. When somebody says something to me that my intuition is telling me I need to pay attention to, my experience is that my heart just tends to open. I don't know how else to describe it. When somebody's saying something to me or offering me a business proposal that my intuition is telling me, don't do this thing, I just feel this closed, tight feeling in my chest. So I don't know what it is for you, but it's probably similar to what I feel. And I recommend you start to become aware of that. And when somebody says something to you and your heart closes, don't do what they're asking you to do. And you'll find you start to make better decisions, and decisions that end up being lucky when you listen to the opening and the closing of the subtle part of your heart energy. I know that sounds metaphysical and kind of woo-woo. Try it out. Just like I said, try it out like a jacket. You don't have to keep the jacket, but try it on and see what happens. Another distinction around creating luck that you've heard me talk about throughout this call is visualizing. if you're visualizing constantly, you tend to program your mind and your reticular activating system to focus on your goal. I've created an amazing product called the Relaxation for Manifestation that will help you do this. And if again, if you didn't hear earlier, go to relaxandattract.com and you can get my free visualizing report. And make a habit of visualizing every day. Okay? Visualizing every day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a couple of little-known techniques that will really help you exponentially increase the odds of you becoming lucky. And some of these are kind of weird, but they work like gangbusters, I've found. Okay? So one of them is writing it down. Okay? Sounds simple, and you've probably heard this in personal development books. Whatever it is you want to become lucky around or the things you're wanting to create, write them down. I remember writing down the exact specifications of a custom guitar I wanted to have designed, and then 3 months later, having somebody give me that guitar as a gift. It was a guitar they had, and they gave it away to me as a gift. And it was almost the exact guitar to the colors, the specifications, the pickups in the guitar, the wood the guitar was made of that I'd written down 3 months earlier, and I hadn't told this person about it. Something magic happens when you spend a lot of time focusing on what you want, and writing is a way of really getting intense focus on what you want, what I call super focus. The other thing is visualize in groups. There was a study done by some quantum physicists around whether human beings could impact inanimate objects just through their intention. And I'm not going to go into the study now because we're kind of heading towards the end of this call, and I want to give you an amazing bundle of stuff at the end of this call, so stick around for a few moments and I'll do that. But the study showed that people who visualized in pairs, where both people were visualizing the same thing, had three times the effect on these random number generators, these inanimate objects, than one person visualizing alone. So they were able to impact a computer, basically, and have the computer do different things just by using their imagination three times as powerfully when there were two people. And here's where it gets really, really freaky. When two people are visualizing on the same thing, and there's a love connection between these two people, so maybe they're lovers, maybe they're husband and wife, brother and sister, the impact of the visualization on the random number generators was six times. So here's what I'm going to recommend you do. Take my Relaxation for Manifestation recording and use it with a buddy where both of you visualize the same thing. And you don't need to have a shared goal. You can speak your goals out loud where you speak your goal out loud and he or she speaks his goal or her goal out loud. But make sure this person that you're visualizing with is somebody that you have a love connection with, that you experience love for. And just watch what happens. I've done this with my friend Donna McCullum, and we were leading seminars together, and we were trying to get an interview on a particular radio station in South Africa, but we were told the DJ was booked up for a year and had no space for us. Then we sat down together, and we visualized me being on the radio using my Relaxation for Manifestation recording. And as we were listening to the visualization recording, we heard the little Skype message pop up on the screen, you know, the little sound that Skype makes when somebody sends you an instant message. Mm. And we kind of ignored it, and I thought to myself, I should have turned the computer off. And after the visualization, we went back to read the Skype message, and my jaw dropped. I saw on this message was somebody, a friend of mine, Fiona, saying, "Hey, I had dinner with Lisa Chiat last night. Lisa Chiat was the DJ we'd been trying to get hold of. And I told her about you, and she gave me her number, her personal cell phone number, and said you should call her. She'd love to have you on the show."
Oh, great.
I got Lisa Chiat's show. The thing was, the Skype message popped up as we were visualizing being on the freaking show.
Oh, wow.
Something magical happens when you're visualizing with people that you love. Now, you could call that coincidence. I've just had too many of these happen to write it off to coincidence anymore.
Mm.
So there's a two techniques that will really help you increase your luck. The third one is keep a luck diary. Okay? Every time lucky stuff happens in my life, I have a file called miraclediary.doc. It's a Word document on my computer. I go home and I write it down. And whenever I write it down, I read back over the other lucky stuff that's happened, and it reminds me of how lucky I am, and it just almost brings it out in the future. Now, the problem is most people won't do any of this stuff, Damien. They don't have the tools to become lucky, and unless you're consciously creating your luck, you are unconsciously creating your luck. I'll say it again. Unless you consciously create your luck, you're going to be unconsciously creating your good luck or your bad luck. This is why so many people are unlucky, and so few people end up being as lucky as I've been in my life. Mm-hmm. So what I decided to do, because we always do this at the end of the call, is I wanted to put together something that would help people become super lucky and make it really affordable. So I have four programs that are my best-selling programs that together total $208 worth of value. And I'll tell you what they are. I'm going to give them to you at a ridiculously cheap price, and then I'm going to do something I've never done before and add it in as a bonus for your people on this call. I've spoken a lot about the Relaxation for Manifestation. It's my best-selling product for visualizing your goals. If you go onto my website, you'll just see testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of people who've attracted the life of their dreams using this product. So that normally sells for $67. I'm going to throw this into a bundle. I'm basically bundling four of my products together at a ridiculous price. The second product is the Relaxation for Wealth. When I survey my clients, the thing they always come up with the most, Damien, is they always say to me, how can I make more money and why can't I get past my negative beliefs around money? Well, I created a product called the Relaxation for Wealth that reprograms your unconscious mind with empowering beliefs around money. It's super powerful and it works on an unconscious level. I also have that's $47. I have a Mind Mastery 101 audio recording, which teaches people how to use your mind and shows you how to identify your limiting belief system. So if you don't even know what your limiting beliefs are, this program will show you how your mind works and give you an exercise with a worksheet that you can print out and do that will allow you to uncover your limiting beliefs and then transform them. And then finally, I'm going to give you an interview that was done with Dr. Joe Vitale, one of the teachers in the movie The Secret. And Joe is one of the luckiest people on the planet. And he was interviewing me on how to create wealth and attract wealth into your life. And this is just an hour-long interview with Joe that's so jam-packed with some of the best information I know of about wealth creation, attracting luck, and becoming a lucky person in the area of money. So all of those I'm going to bundle together for only $97. But I wanted to do something really special for the first 50 people in this call. So the first, there's only 50 of these bundles available. And if you're one of the first 50 people to get them, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer one of your questions personally. What I've discovered is I get hundreds of questions every month from people writing into my blog and emailing me. And of course, I don't have the time to answer all these questions. People having real challenges in their life going, you know what, I'm getting divorced. How do I save this marriage? You know, and I just don't have the time to go through every single one of them. And then I discovered a friend of mine has this voicemail email system where you can make audio recordings and attach them to voicemails on an email. So here's what I thought I'd do. I'm only going to do it for 50 people because I don't have the time to do any more than this. You are going to send me, if you buy one of these products, you send me your biggest problem you're having with the law of attraction or attracting luck into your life. I am going to reply personally by leaving you a 5-minute or less voicemail and email you the voicemail back to your email account within a week's time. So you'll personally get one-on-one coaching. My people who work with me pay me between $300 to $500 an hour to work with me one-on-one. This is probably valued for like a 5-minute audio question and answer. I'd probably value that about $67. So you're getting about $270 worth of value here for only $97. And it's only 50 available. So what I'm going to recommend you do is take a moment now and go to luckbundle.com. That's www.luckbundle.com. I literally thought of this yesterday. I threw up a web page, so excuse me if it doesn't describe all the products in huge amounts of detail. You can surf my website and get the full descriptions of what the products do if you want to. But trust me, they are awesome. And Damien's tried them all. So just go to www.luckbundle.com and you'll get $270 worth of my best products plus one question that I'll personally answer for you for only $97. And this is only available to the first 50 people. So I hope that's something that will help you create more luck. I just wanted to put something together to help people in the call get lucky fast. So there you have it.
Amazing. I just wanted to share my own personal experience, Bruce, of the Relaxation for Manifestation and the Relaxation for Wealth. And now, one thing we haven't actually touched on the call is that you are a music producer, performer extraordinaire, and which actually culminated in you producing a number one hit song in South Africa. And all of that experience actually comes into the actual audio recordings as well. And just from my own personal experience of the recordings, there's I guess a lot of the questions that actually came in on the call was how to dissolve the particular blockages that people feel or think actually standing in the way from them having their dream life. And I guess with the magic of double induction, one of the techniques you use in the call is it actually bypasses the conscious mind and goes directly into the unconscious mind. And it's phenomenal for, first of all, releasing blocks and anything that may be getting in the way of you really stepping out in the world in a much bigger way. And it also enables the pathway to open for really opening to new possibility as well. And they've certainly had a big and profound impact on my own life, and I certainly 100% endorse them. And when you do buy them, listen to them often, listening to them time and time again. They're very, very nice to listen to. You can put it on your iPod and listen to it before you go to sleep, listen to it on the train, just listen to it as much as you possibly can, because it will make a difference.
Thanks, Damo. I really appreciate your endorsement. And I hope you've gotten a lot of value out of this call. I could teach on luck for hours and hours and hours, but I think what I've given you here is like the key distinctions that if you go and take this stuff out into your life, you're going to see luck showing up in your life on a more and more consistent basis. We've had a lot of takeaways, practical things you can do. Do the things. Go and talk to people. Go and listen to the opening and closing of your heart. Go and initiate conversations with strangers and contribute to them. Go and get some momentum and visualize every day. Get complete in your relationships that are incomplete. And what you'll notice is you become clear. And somehow by magic, when you become clear, things just tend to be attracted through other people into your life. And you'll find yourself going, wow, how did I get so lucky? Aren't I lucky? And then do me a favor, send me your success stories and Damien too. I would love to hear back from you. You can email me info@designer-life.com. That's info@designer-life.com. designer-life.com. I'd love to hear your success stories.
Awesome. Great, Bruce. And that brings us to the end of our call. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you wholeheartedly for, first of all, for the incredible contribution that you've made to my life. Like, we've been buddies for a number of years now, and my life is so much richer and more fun and more energized and more inspired just for having you in it. And I just really wanted to just say that publicly, that I'm personally very, very grateful for our friendship. Secondly, just really wanted to thank you for the contribution you made to this call. Now, the amount of preparation that you've put in, and the thought and the consideration, there's a lot of work that has gone into this call, and there's no doubt at all why this is been the most heavily subscribed call for the year, because you do give 100% to all the things that you do, and really it's just an absolute tribute to who you are as a person.
Oh man, you're making me well up inside. I love you, man. You rock. Thank you so much. I really love you
too. Yeah, I love you too.
And, I appreciate it. Wow. Awesome.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome. So yeah, also just like to take this opportunity to thank each and every single one of you at home. It's with your questions and your feedback after the calls, and your active participation in this forum that makes it so special. We've been running the show for 3 years now, and it really is a very special and very unique place where people can get together regardless of culture or creed or geography, and just spend an hour each and every single week just pondering life and just exploring and having the freedom to explore without any hindrance or dogma or I actually love what you said earlier on, Bruce, that we're not sharing the truth. We're just really just providing stimulation for your own imagination, and just take on board whatever resonates with you and just put it into your life, because it will make a huge difference. So also, just to let everyone know, this recording will be made available for free on the People You Should Meet website tomorrow morning. Like, I will be listening to this call again and again. I was furiously taking notes as Bruce went through the terrain today, but I will be listening to this recording more than once, and I recommend that everyone do that as well, because it does, again, help you to embody these teachings. Another thing that I'd encourage everyone to do as well is to make full use of the sharing options on the download page. We've layered in sharing options for both Twitter and Facebook. And if you feel that this material will brighten the day of a friend, a loved one, a colleague, please do take that step forward and share this material freely. It's here to be of service to humanity. So certainly don't be shy. And you may actually find by doing that one act by stepping forward and contributing in that way, things will start to open for you because of it. Awesome. So that brings us to the end of our call. Bruce, thank you again so much, and thank you everyone at home. And we look forward to having you on a call soon.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going kitesurfing.
Okay, have fun, Bruce. Take care.
Bye. Bye.